time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's everything you love about Sportsbet, from racing to sport, but with your mates. Jump on the Sportsbet app today. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply, gamble responsibly. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Molloy. Dange, how goes?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Are you a member of the Australian club?
No, I'm not. Are
Do you want to be?
More information, please.
More information, please. We'll give you the guest list. We'll work out what's going on. Which women would you like to see in the Australia Club? 1-3-5-3. Let's just, get under this skin a bit.
All right, no
that
worries.
That could be fun.
I'm in.
In the guest department, we have Denise Scott.
Love her.
Do you know she's still talking about that gig in Currumbin?
Is it happening or not?
Well, I don't know. It feels like we've been talking about
since
this.
Since the start of the year, I think.
I know. Her and Nath Balvo, they get together, they talk it up on the show, and nothing ever happens.
No, come on.
Anthony Albanese will be in the house.
Oh,
there's
Elmo.
A lot going on the world stage. We're hearing a lot from Morrison. Let's hear a bit from the Leader of the Opposition,
sure.
Anthony Albanese. Albo,
okay.
On the show to discuss the big stuff and the small stuff. We'll have a team meeting. I'm shocked by what's been going on around here. We'll take calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll also have an update on my current position.
I can't wait to hear.
What am I doing?
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Now, firstly, do you want to have a guess where I stayed last
night? Oh, yeah. So last time we left you, last night on the show, you had nowhere to go.
I was thinking about Captain Cook's cottage.
You were.
In a Fitzroy Gardens.
Because
I've done it before.
You couldn't get into your house on the weekend. The power went out, right?
So the power went out, and it meant that the front door alarm system keypad is electric, so I couldn't get in. And, of course, no one told me, thanks, Mum, that I would need to have a key on me or put somewhere at all times.
Yeah.
So now the electricity is out. I can't get in the house.
You went to Crown?
I went back to Crown because I'd stayed there the weekend with my boys.
Yeah.
And I had to go back anyway because, you know, I'll tell you this, Lenny left his watch, his Fitbit.
Okay.
His Fitbit
at Crown.
At Crown. Yeah. So I rang him up and I said, I'm coming in. Can I get it?
Collect it, yeah.
And I spoke to Lenny, and this is what I found out. How funny is this?
What?
You know why he took it off?
No.
He took it off because his mum has one and knows.
Oh, so synced.
Can sync it and read it.
Wow.
And he didn't want her to know that he was up late.
That's genius. That is genius.
Oh, boy.
The apple doesn't fall far, does it?
Oh, the force is strong in this one. But how's that? Because we heard about the guy the other day who got busted on a Fitbit because his heart rate went up to 180 or something because he was having a root.
At 2 a.m.
And so these missus has gone, oh, that's interesting, doing a workout, were we, at 2 in the morning?
That's unreal.
What are the boys' teenage years going to be like for you?
Oh, stealing cars, no doubt. No doubt.
That's
but
amazing.
So I went back last night, despite some kind offers. I was awoken this morning by this text from the government going, warning, you are in a hot spot and it's all going on. Jade, you got the same one?
For the last 3 weeks, South Melbourne has had exposure sites all over the place. That's where the studio is. That's where Triple M is located.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And I got a text as well this morning saying, hey, just so you know, check the exposure site list because there are new ones in your area.
Yeah, and one of them I went you sent me to get lunch from.
Yes, the local cafe.
Now, this is bad producing. At any level, there's a hot spot down there. I know what we'll do. We'll go get the talent to pick up the sandwiches.
Are you suggesting that I knew it was a hot spot and I sent you there deliberately?
Yes.
I have no comment.
You've been to 3 hot spots in the last 2 weeks.
Well, you sent me to Hunky Dory.
You got the fish and chips.
Oh, it's Hunky Dory, as I call it, South Melbourne's wet market. It's very similar when
very
you're
good
in
food,
there.
Very good
it's
food.
As close as you'll get.
Yeah.
So, and then it goes, oh, mate, yesterday, there's a great toasted sandwich place. Yeah. All right. Why don't you go there?
I saw you trundle off and get these toasties. Is that another hot spot?
It was another hot spot.
And the market.
On the market itself. Go get a dim sim from the thing.
Do you know what? We've had so many exposure sites. You know what I'm pushing for? Our own variant.
What do you mean?
South Melbourne variant.
Oh, the South Melbourne variant?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be real nasty. Yeah. That'd be real nasty. And I'd be patient zero.
Yeah.
Please, can I be patient zero?
Does that mean we're going to get tested again? I know James has already been tested three times.
James is tested every day.
He does. He loves it.
He gets a jab. You went and got
your
shot.
Yeah, I got my first jab today, so
Did you take a vaccine?
What's that?
Have you heard this? This is the new selfie. People going in, get vaccinated, take a picture of themselves getting vaccinated, and which is a good idea because it shows people you should do it. Did you take a vaccine?
I took a photo after I had it, just with my card, I've had it done.
I know you took a vaccine when you got your syphilis injection.
That is not true. Yes, spread you rumors. You're stupid. Saying that. You're being ridiculous, Liz. Syphilis, no. So, you know, if she listens to this show, she'd be horrified to hear that. How dare you?
Well, sorry. You've got to call it.
By the way, had the vaccine this morning. Not one issue.
Well done, Dean.
It was a piece of cake, honestly. Make arrangements to get one done.
What's your status?
What am I? Am I okay?
You're okay. You haven't been to any exposure sites. You're fine. Mm. I mean, I don't know what was going on in the Crown Hotel room last night, but you're okay.
I'll tell you what was going on.
What?
This morning, I'm lying in my King suite at Crown on my king size bed in my underpants, watching Denise Scott on the Today Show.
Wow.
And let me tell you.
Really?
Well, I'll tell her when she gets
there. Okay. Well, she's coming up soon.
She's banging on about that Corumban gig.
Was she indeed?
Better happen.
Denise will join us soon. Malloy.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Leader of the Opposition, Anthony Albanese, who listens to the show, by the way. He'll be joining us in the next half hour or so. We've got Denise Scott as well coming in hot. It is Malloy on Triple M.
I don't believe Albo is a member of the Elite Australian Club.
Righto. What is it?
Well, I'd never heard of it before, but it's full of all the heavy hitters, mainly Liberals, I would suggest. I'm looking at the guest list here. It says, well-known members include George Pell, Malcolm Turnbull, James Packer,
righto.
John Howard,
right.
And I've got a list of those who have or still are members.
Yep.
And there's lots of sirs,
okay.
Honourable sirs, major generals, general sir, lieutenant generals,
the
Honourable Sir Gar, you know, it's just honourables, sirs, judges, barristers, Liberal politicians, and it's a men's club. So the Australian Club has voted not to allow women to join its private members club in Sydney. This was today. The group failed to reach the 75% of member votes required to change the rules. The Elite Club was founded in 1838.
Wow.
And since then has only allowed men to join as members.
Okay.
So there it is. It's an old school men's club.
Yep.
Women are going, no, we want in.
Right.
And they're saying, yeah, not on our watch. So they said they had 75 members. Australian Club businessman Jeff Cousins, he quit. He was one of the dissenters. He didn't like the decision. Here's what he had to say.
It was the biggest crowd ever in the 100 and whatever year history of the club. I had absolutely no idea that, you know, two-thirds of the people present, trivialities, things like, well, we might have to change our behaviour at lunch. Well, that might be a good thing, I suppose.
Not a bad point,
Jeff. Put some pants on. What the hell? So there it is. They want to protect what's theirs. Do you know what kind of ceremonies they have? Or do you know what?
Have you heard anything about it?
Well, let's cross live now to the Australian Club. I think there's a ceremony.
Now, get undressed. Remove your clothes.
Interesting. Wow.
Stick on. It's only lunch. And they're already at it. Would you be part of an all-men's club if you... I don't know.
I don't think I would fit into that sort of crowd. No, I'm a Western suburbs bogan, so
feels like
the
ship sailed on that. I know. Basically, even very elite golf courses right now are desperate to get women. They get it. It's a new era. We need...
Gotcha.
You know, to be honest, I remember going in Afghanistan and seeing our armed forces, and the presence of women on the ground over there is so important and so well liked and appreciated.
It normalizes it
because
of course
guess what? That's how we live, guys.
That's exactly right. Bring them in. Mate, why not?
So there's a lot going on, but we thought this would be good for us to do. 133353. Who would you like to see as a woman elected to the Australian Club? Who can we send in there? that might really throw the cat amongst the pigeons. Someone, you
I think you'd start with maybe the first lady of showbiz, Paddy Newton.
Paddy Newton?
I reckon Paddy would be a great icebreaker to go into the Australian club.
They'll need a ramp for Bert. Bert goes in.
Yep.
Unless he hops along. Maybe just hops on. Hey, look, everyone. Moonface is wearing a moon boot. Look, he likes my jokes. He's a gag man.
I know he does. I know he does.
I'm a gag man. Bert's a gag man.
Bert's a bloody legend.
He loves it all. What about,
of course he does.
What about Chappelle Corby?
What's he doing again?
Still Chappelle in there.
Again?
That'll tip things up.
That's true.
Chappelle, what about her mum? Rosalie Rose. Well, that voice, imagine her trying to check into the cloakroom.
I'm not sure.
Who took my camera? Where's my camera? This must be Where's my camera, Wyatt? If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure the Sadie's divorce is
A bit naggy, I would have thought.
I would have thought she'd add a bit of spice to the show club. 1-3-3-5-3.
Right.
Who? Which women? Name them. Nominate them. We'll fill out the forms.
Yeah.
Who do you want to send to the Australian club? Come on.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Taking your calls on women who should join the Australian club. In out.
The elite Australian club have denied women as members. We want to send up some nominations. Mm. Fill out the forms. Rock their boat.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Veronicas?
Sure, yeah, two for one.
Or one of the Veronicas.
Well,
they can decide.
Well, okay. Possible. I think so.
That could be good.
Yeah, I like the Veronicas.
What about Gina Liano from Housewives of Melbourne?
Oh, yeah.
I think we've got her interview.
Okay, with the Australian club. Let's have a listen.
I can be bold. I can be brassy. But mediocre? Never. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. Hey, I'm passionate. I love the rain, the scent of romance, and the confidence a little bling can bring. I'm luminous. I'm fearless. I'm Gina.
Come on in.
Luminous. She can bring the bling.
I agree.
I mean,
sure.
She would be great.
A little bit of showbiz.
She would tip stuff up. Caroline's on the line. Hi, Caroline. Who would you like to see us nominate for the Australian club?
Okay, well, two sprung to mind straight away.
Yep.
Judith Lucy and Effie.
Well, Judith Lucy, she'll make those lunches go right up. I've been out to lunch on a number of occasions with Judith Lucy, and they're some of my favourite days.
Yeah.
And my favourite moment is after lunch when the waiting table comes and says, excuse me, we need to set this table for dinner.
The next one.
And we have to go. Sesh. So she would be perfect. Judith, who else?
Effie.
Oh, yeah.
Effie, think. Good. Effie would be good fun in there.
Bit of multicultural.
So, Duke, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane. And also, hey, by the way, all our callers today, we're going to put you on the standby list to win tickets to Jim Jefferies, his secret stand-up show, small club for Triple M listeners of this show as well. Flights and accommodation, if you're not in Sydney. So, yeah, get amongst it. 1-3-3-5-3.
Anthony is on the line. Anthony, who would you like to see? Who would like to see go to the Australian club?
Hmm.
Well, all the ladies from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, obviously.
Makes sense.
Well, they might get in on a technicality because they're actually men. They'll probably go with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Good
point.
Maybe that one with a long dress could stand on the back of the debt truck.
That's right.
As it drives through the desert telling us what our debt is.
That's it.
Well done, Anthony. Mark's on the line. Mark, who would you like to nominate?
Yeah, Pauline Hanson.
That's
a lay down, isn't
it? Well, she would be there. And, of course, she, more than anyone, knows what inclusivity is all about.
So they're saying if you're making programs in Australia, you have to have at least 50% that are women, and then part of that has to be made up with diversity and the different ones. And you're talking about the police force as well. What is a person's sexual orientation, whether they're lesbian, gay, trans, bisexual, transsexual, whatever it is, and queer? Now, no one's been able to tell me what queer is yet. So, you know, all these plus. If you watch Bridgerton, half the people in it are actually black. And you have all these barons and earls and everyone who are actually black. I don't think that was the case in the early
1800s. Calm down. She gets on one.
Bridgerton.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
She would go well in there. I like that a lot, Mark. Another Mark's on the line now, Mark. Yes.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Who would like to see this?
If you want a cat amongst the pigeons, Jackie Lambie, mate, send her
Jackie
in.
Jackie Lambie, of course.
Of course, Mark. That's incredible.
Yeah.
She has been barred, though, from the Chairman's Club at Qantas.
Just recently.
So she's barred from that. But that's, Mate, perfect. Yeah. She'll go in there and tip some tables over.
I've got some info. I've got some inside information on what happens.
She will get out there and be out at Dukeham, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane on its way for you there, Mark.
Vicky's on the line. Vicky, who would you like to see send to the Australian club?
Come on, Vicky.
It'd have to be Jermaine Greer.
Wow.
Yeah.
She would go
now,
in.
She would be the cat amongst the pigeons.
She would strafe the room. Yeah. She would sort that lot all out. They the idea is Duca Dave.
A case of Brick Lane draft on its way.
The idea. Let's keep doing this. 1-3-3-5-3. Who do you want us to send?
Give
females,
us a ring.
Women, strong women, to the Australian club. Change the policy.
Kerri-Anne Kennelly. There's a name for her.
Oh, wow.
Cack. Put her in.
I like it a lot.
All right. Give us a ring. This
Jane
is Malloy.
Jane Bunn.
Oh, Jane Bunn.
Yeah.
Yes.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Denise Scott coming up soon. Leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese as well. Malloy on Triple M.
We're talking about the elite Australian club refusing to allow women. We're not accepting it. We are nominating them ourselves. Right. We're going to put them up for nomination.
I like it.
On the basis of your selections, Michael's on the line. Michael, who do you think should be a member of the elite Australian club?
Hey, guys, better bring your raincoats. Ida Buttrose.
Ida Buttrose. Well, she's a corporate CO. She would tick all the boxes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
head of the ABC. I mean, she's, you know, she's
qualified.
Yeah, knows a lot of people.
Just the only difference I can see is doesn't have testicles. Okay. Otherwise, it's a tick in every box.
All right, I like it.
Well done, Michael. Shannon's on the line. Shannon, which female would you like to see? Which woman would you like to see?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mick, Dangerous, Jay, and everyone else involved in the show.
All right, mate, who do you want to see?
Got to be Noni Hazelhurst for sure.
Oh, Noni Hazelhurst, well, a national treasure.
All the rivers run.
She could talk to them in the same way she talks to the kids on Play School.
That's true.
You know, to all the honourable, right honourables, the QCs, all those guys. I like it,
Jemima.
Shannon. Aaron's on the line. Aaron, who would you like to see? Which woman on the floor of the Australian club?
Oh, it'd have to be add a bit of humour and a bit of, you know, tell it like it is, sharpshooter Kitty Flanagan.
She'd love
Kitty.
That club.
She would.
She would love. That's just her type.
Kind of is, isn't it?
Right honourable double barrel name, sirs. Yeah. That's the type of crowd runs with. She is a very aristocratic.
That's right.
In her taste. Thank you, Aaron. Murray, what are you thinking? Murray.
Hello, yes.
Yes, yeah. Murray. Who would you like to see on this Australian club?
Yeah.
Cocaine Cassie. She'd shake the boys up a bit.
Okay, Cocaine Cassie. Yeah. Well, I do give Dave.
A case of Brick Lane draft.
I would like to be there when that the nomination form comes across their desk. Here's one for you. What about the poo jogger? Hang on, the poo jogger.
Okay. Do we know it was a woman, though? Or has that been proven?
Yes, it was a woman out the front. A woman who was out the front of Roxy Jacenko's.
That's
there was CCTV footage of
in
a
Lycra
woman.
Or something. It wasn't in
sportswear. You know my theory?
What's that?
Well, Roxy Jacenko is a publicist.
Okay.
And knows how to generate publicity.
Yes.
And may well
influencer.
Have.
Oh, you reckon she might have.
Yeah, maybe she's just a double life.
Okay. Well, I've got a suggestion.
Roxy Jacenko. What about Roxy Jacenko?
Oh, there you go. Put her on the list.
Put her on the list.
Yeah.
Belle Gibson.
I don't think. Well, should we reward that sort of behaviour in the gentleman's club? I'm not sure.
I'm okay with it.
What about Whitney, our producer? I mean, would Whitney be someone that you'd put in the gentleman's club?
I don't reckon she could still pull a date in a room full of 500 men.
How
as the only
dare you?
Oh, hi, Whitney. Hey, Whitney, do
I don't want anyone that's part of that club. Thank you very much.
That's like the attitude. That's why we will send you. Stuart's on the line. Stuart, who would you like to see at the Australian club?
Love your show, guys. Margaret Court.
Can you imagine?
Do you know what? They would like that.
Would fly,
she'd be the
it?
Closest to accepting.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Margaret Court.
Do a sermon at lunch.
Dukeham, Dave.
Cool. Case of Brick Lane draft for you, Stuart.
Lawyer X.
Lawyer X.
What about Lawyer X?
You're pulling names I haven't not thought about for a while.
Well,
yeah, maybe.
If I could stuff this full of a big cartel of women.
She would know lots of stories.
She would know most of them. In fact, she'd probably have stuff on.
That's right.
On
she's
all of them.
Represented them in court.
Kieran's on the line. Kieran, who would you like to see at the Australian club?
G'day, Groovers. I reckon Penny Wong. She'd, she'd really sort them all
out.
Well,
as an Australian,
she's an articulate, intelligent, strong woman.
Okay. I hear you, which is why she'll be precluded, and also because she's a woman and Asian Australian.
Yeah.
They would.
Wouldn't like.
There's
it.
The door.
Yeah.
I'm afraid, but I like your style, Kieran. I wish it was so. Derek's on the line. Derek.
Hey, Derek.
What about Jane Kennedy, guys?
Oh, Jane.
Jane Kennedy.
Because, again, she liked, this is her crowd.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This is her.
Leafy suburbs.
If you saw, this is her natural habitat.
It is.
She's surrounded by a ruddy-faced, red-nosed, pot-bellied men. I mean, look at her own choice of men. I mean, this just.
This will get back. She will be listening.
She'll bust their bar bill.
She would indeed.
She'll send the whole joint broke.
Oh, hell.
I reckon. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft for you, Derek. On your buddy.
Trisha, who would you send?
Hey, Magda Zabanski.
Yeah.
As Magda or a character?
Oh, yeah, Sharon.
From Sharon.
Maybe.
Hey,
Sharon, Kath and Kim.
What about Kath and Kim? We send Kath and Kim, we send Sharon, Kath and Kim to the Australia Club. Oh, my God.
What about Gary Poole? I mean, this is a side note.
Gary Poole could turn up, I suppose.
And his lolly bags.
They want to have a pool party afterwards. Well, I think I'm going to – all those names that we have
mentioned on
today's show, I am going to officially put forward.
I like it.
Well done, all. When we come back, Dave, what are we
doing? Anthony Albanese next.
This is Malloy.
Mickey, there's a lot of going on in the world of politics.
We've got a bit to digest.
PM overseas, guest of the G7, more vaccines are needed on the ground, and families reunited as well. We're joined by the leader of the federal opposition right now.
He'll have all the answers.
Anthony Albanese joins us right now on Malloy.
How are you, mate?
Good afternoon. I'm doing pretty well.
Before we get to the heavy stuff, a couple of things. It was World Record Store Day last Friday, and I know you were tweeting about this or mentioning this. Mm. As a former DJ, can I ask, did you go and buy anything from the record store?
I did, mate. I went to RPM Records in Marrickville.
In Marrickville.
And I bought a live double album of Bowie that has all the great songs on it, as well as a cover of The Stones' It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It, which is particularly good, right at the end. And I got a picture disc of The Cure, Faith, which is, I think, their third album.
Oh, well done. You know your stuff.
We love The Cure here.
I saw The Cure live, I have to say, one of my favourite bands. What was the first album you ever bought, Albo?
First album I ever bought was Honky Chateau by Elton John. I'm showing my age.
That's a good record. That's still holds up.
Great record.
Yeah. And what was the first live concert you ever saw?
I saw AC/DC at the first ever, I think it was, Sydney Festival that used to take place in January, and it was down at Paddy's Markets, and the girls next door, I was about 10 or 11, it was like a free concert. And I just thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it was just blew me away. The young boys went to, of course, to Ashfield Boys High School that's in my electorate for a little while.
Yep.
Okay. It was a great gig. Mm. And then I used to go to, there were quite a few free concerts when I was a kid, bands like Old 55 and Sherbet and bands like that. Hush.
I saw Hush do Boney Moroney at a shopping centre in Port Macquarie I was on holidays.
You've made it.
I went, I did a dream. Hey, you mentioned Marrickville. Did you know that there's a shopping centre, Marrickville Metro,
there has
a toilet that features a mural of a young Anthony Albanese in the cubicle? Oh, like, there you are, staring down like the eyes of God, watching people on the toot.
Inspiration. Marrickville Metro had only opened their big new centre, I think, on the weekend.
Right.
But a number of people have sent it to me, and I think it is very, very strange indeed. They didn't ask me for it, funnily enough, but it's quite an artistic version of an old photo of me from 1985. It's aged because I've got an International Youth Year T-shirt on. It was the day I became president of Young Labor. So full with long hair and an earring.
Well, that could win an Archibald, that one, I think. And as you know, if you ever become Prime Minister, they hang a picture of you in Parliament House. Mm-hmm. I suggest that one there is up there. Have you or ever have you been a member of the Australian Club?
Certainly not, and wouldn't want to be.
Wouldn't want to be.
Wouldn't want to be.
Not your speed. What do you think about all the goings on today?
Oh, look, you know, seriously, in any mob of old blokes who say that they want to just hang out with each other and exclude women in 2021, seriously, it's a shocker. I thought we'd moved on from there.
Well, I would have thought the Liberal Party has the men's club covered, but, you know, if they want to go into another
one. Well, pretty much the same membership, I think, from the look of things, I've got to say, from John Howard and others walking out of the meeting proudly saying we stopped those Sheilas joining. It's unbelievable.
If you get the top job, and I need a serious response to this, during the Queen's birthday honours list, any room for Mickey? Can you guarantee you'd slip me onto that list?
I've got to say, given that Peter Credley got an award
for doing a job for this,
you're a chance.
That's all I need.
You're a chance. The best I can do, because there's a bit of independence in the process, sure. Although it does appear there's a little bit of political engagement. I think it would be very popular.
Well, you never know.
It's a pity we didn't have knighthood. Sir Mick Molloy has a bit of a ring about it, doesn't it?
And I would arrive on a horse in armour. And let you knight me, personally. Okay, let's get to the G7, if you don't mind. There seems to be some reasonable stuff going on in the background, hijacked by the tone-deaf appearance of our PM at a country pub with his family, when no one else is allowed, even for compassionate reasons, to leave the country. Is that the right look for the leader to be sending to all Australians right now?
I'll leave those things. I'll just raise the bat and watch the ball hit the keeper's gloves. On that one, I think it's up to him to make those decisions.
Well, it looks like he's holidaying overseas, Albo. So in a pandemic, he goes and has a beer in a pub and sends it home for us all to have a look at. And during bushfires, he goes to Hawaii in a Hawaiian shirt. Is this appropriate from a prime minister when the country's on the ropes, twitching on the canvas, going, I'm in Melbourne? And I can say that picture is kind of offensive to me.
You'll make your own judgment, and Australians will.
Yeah. I know you agree with me, so I'm just going to say yes to that.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Alma. Why do we have to appear so mean sometimes? And I'm talking about the Tamil Bilawira family. Why is it so hard for us to let them be together and back in a community that desperately wants them and is reaching out for them?
Oh, look, it's just absurd. The fact is that government ministers for immigration will make hundreds of decisions every year, just about, to intervene and to say, oh, well, there are special circumstances here, so it's not setting a precedent, but due to the circumstances, we're going to give these people a visa of some sort or other. Now, the tragedy here is, you might have noticed today, the government crowing about, we're going to have this special visa for people from ASEAN countries our north to come and work on farms and to work in places where we can't get enough Australian workers. Guess what? They can't get enough Australian workers to work in meatworks. Nardes, the dad here, worked at the meatworks in Bilawila. They actually are importing temporary labour. This bloke is part of the local community, paying local taxes, wants to be part of the local community. They want him there. The mum, Priya, she volunteered in the local community as well. I travelled there in 2019 after I became Labor leader. And the community loved these two little girls. You know, they've been born there. For goodness sake, the idea that one of the girls has had to have an operation on her teeth because they were rotting because she hadn't had nutrition. Then we have her stuck in Christmas Island at a cost of tens of millions of dollars. This is all cost of taxpayers' money in order to... What for? To what end?
Yeah.
When the community want them? I think we're a better country than that. And we should be making sure that this family can go home to Billow. As it is, there's going to be ongoing costs of their community detention.
Yep.
They're in Perth. It's just a shocker.
It's just we don't look good, and it's not who we are. And I think that local community is the real Australia. And
absolutely.
I hope they are listened to. I want to talk about vaccines quickly. Greg Hunt, anti-vaxxer?
Oh, come on.
Is he? I mean, why is he not rolling?
He's not very good at rolling it out, is he?
He's not rolling it out.
They're pretty good at rolling out the red carpet for the Prime Minister when he turns up at events, but they're no good at rolling out the vaccine.
Well, they may as well make Pete Evans Minister for Health. I mean, look,
we're not in the top 100 of countries. It's just we're still not up to 3% of Australians being fully vaccinated. We asked questions today in the Parliament about aged care workers. They were all told aged care workers and residents were all supposed to be fully vaccinated by Easter. It's now the middle of June. Neither has happened. It's holding us back, and it means between rolling out the vaccine and not fixing up quarantine. So we've got people in the middle of CBDs in hotels. The Victorian lockdown happened because of a stuff-up in hotel quarantine in Adelaide.
Yep.
And there are consequences for it. People want to get on with our lives and return to normal and be able to go to the footy and be able to engage with each other. These two jobs they had, they've botched both of them.
It's not on. Thank you for your time today, Albo. If you're a betting man, when do you think you're going to the polls?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Prime Minister says that he'll go full term next year. If they go early, it would be only because of one reason. It's because he thinks it's going to get pretty bad over the Christmas period and over early next year. So 3 years is too short for me. We have too many elections. There should be four-year terms,
so,
I think. Yeah, we're due next year, but any time between October and May, we are ready.
All right. Well, just remember, if you do get that job, Queen's Birthday Honours List, I'll turn up on a Shetland pony. You can knight me.
Sir Mick Malloy.
That's it.
We'll take it from there. Thanks for your time today, Albo.
Ciao.
Anthony Albanese there, the leader of the Federal Opposition. This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about Dangerous Dave's big 50th.
Oh,
I'll say it ain't so.
I am.
Not a day over 49, I would have put
I've only got a few hours left in my 40s.
There's going to be a team meeting. There's also going to be some chat about Cody Simpson and his chances at the Australian Swimming
Amazing,
titles.
Amazing, isn't it? It's a great story, I reckon.
We're going to lay out the red carpet for our guest, Denise Scott.
Yes.
We're going to see if she's up for membership at the Australian Club.
Okay.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Denise is next. It's Malloy.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
By the way, Travel Guides is back on Channel 9, 7:30 tonight. I say that because it's narrated by our next guest in studio, Denise Scott.
Hello, Denise.
Hello there.
I knew all that because imagine my joy this morning when I'm lying in my king-size suite at Crown on my bed in
my
underpants watching you on the Today Show.
Hang on, give me a minute to just get that visual. Really?
Yeah, I was. And
what better place to see me on the Today Show?
And it was all happening at my end, let me tell you. Now, you were plugging.
I bet it was.
Yeah. Were you plugging your Currumbin gig again? This is why I remember it, because it makes me laugh. I flick it on, and there you are on the Today Show going, I'm going to Currumbin with Nathan Albo.
Now, I know it seems like that's all I've been plugging now for a year and a half.
At the Sound Lounge, by the way, July 10th.
At the Sound Lounge. Yep. And look, I think the audience capacity is maybe 200, 180 people, and it's true. I have been plugging this now since early March 2020.
We've been involved in every set sales.
Every time
and
you come on.
It's been every time it's meant to happen, and I'm sharing this gig with Nath Velvo.
Yeah.
It's been another lockdown. So we're having our fourth crack this July 10th.
Yes.
The people
are still
with us.
The original ticket holders still on it? Or
well,
did they...
to be honest, I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't have a clue what's going
come?
On
can
for
Can we
them.
Make this? Can we all
Let's
can
go
we do a live show from
you
your Currumbin?
No, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to send it down your phone, so to speak, and you can Love lie to. There on your king-size bed in your mouldy old underpants.
No, you're not far from
How
the
repulsive.
Truth.
How repulsive. What a repulsive image. If only I'd known when I was recording the Today
imagine
Show.
Imagine that. That would have got in your head, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just imagine that. Imagine what else is out there.
Yes.
That's just
let's not imagine what else.
And
is
you were looking
there.
Good, and I have to say, you were saying it was the first time you'd actually had a shower.
Well, no, not the first time I'd had it. I found myself because, of course, living in Melbourne, the lockdown four, it used to take me a while to get really feral, but this lockdown, it took me less than 24 hours. In 24 hours, I was wearing food-stained clothes, no underpants because they were, unlike you, Mick, I had none left, no washing done. No, and just feral. So I made an effort.
So it felt good to be out. You went, oh, I'm going to...
I should have some underpants on, I thought. Sure. It's the very least I can do. I should wash my hair.
Well, you looked fantastic.
I'm sure, you know, in your king-size bed, anything was going to help you along.
It's a long story. It's a long story. Speaking of repulsive men, would you consider joining the Australian Club? Is that something? Would you? Because we've been nominating strong. Think strong, funny women.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I heard that, and I was so hurt and gutted that no one nominated me as a strong woman who could. But I tell you what, it's not cool to say you'd rather kill yourself. But honestly, I just think that would be the most shocking. I hate the thought of a group of ruddy-faced, corporate, wealthy men talking about things like lying in their bed at the Crown, you know, and getting off on older women on television. No, because I did one of my, you know, how people love saying, what's your worst gig?
Yes.
And mine was a gig I did fairly recently, like just before COVID, actually, for 50 corporate businessmen.
Yes.
And they've chosen me. I don't know who chose me to perform. I guess, I don't know what, Stormy Daniels was busy that day. I don't know. But I'm there performing. These 50 corporate men, ruddy-faced men in suits, hated me, loathed my guts, the hatred was palpable. And I thought, but I'm going to do my 30-minute set because I want the money.
Yeah, sure.
You know, of course. Yeah. So I get to the end of the set. There's been no laughter. It's been hideous. Yeah. And I just did a little chat at the end saying, you know, anyone else here in their 60s? And this particular guy looked over at another bloke and said, oh, Peter, you're in your 60s. And I just said to the first guy, oh, you're the, you know, just banter. Oh, you're the asshole friend who dobs in his mate.
Yes.
And he said to me, what did you just say? Did you just call me an asshole? Oh. And I said, I guess I did. And then he said, I can't make this stuff up. He said, I could show you my asshole.
Okay.
If you like. And I said, no, thanks. I'm having enough trouble looking at your face. I made it up on the spot.
Your laboratory built for the Australian.
You know, and people say, have I upset listeners? Anyway, there's an image.
I like it. I like where you're coming from and I like your style. Can you hang around?
No, I can't. No, I've got to get to Currumbin.
You will get to Currumbin.
The bus is here. We're driving.
If I have to drive you myself, you're going to Currumbin. When we come back, I want to talk about your home life with John. You've been playing games.
You're all right. Denise Scott's with us.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
She is one of our all-time favourite guests on this show, without question. It is Denise Scott on Malloy.
Is it?
No,
is it Mary Tyler Moore?
Now you're talking.
So tell that story. So what's the show you voice over?
Travel Guides.
You're so rude. So Travel Guides, which is on tonight, and I narrate the show. So I you know, and it is a really brilliant show. Really happy with the gig.
Good for you.
But on
tonight,
Channel 9. And on there's a Facebook fan page for Travel Guides, and somehow I got linked in social media to this discussion. Who narrates Travel Guides was someone posting. And then someone posted back, it's Mary Tyler Moore, and put a photo of Mary Tyler Moore. And then people are going, are you serious? Mary Tyler Moore? But isn't she American, forgetting the fact that she died quite a number of years ago? And then this person kept going, saying, yes, it's Mary Tyler Moore. She has an Australian accent she's putting on. And unbelievable. And then people got very cranky, actually, about the whole thing and said, this shouldn't be joked about. And I'm thinking, well, couldn't you just Google?
Google it.
Google. Who narrates?
That's how it happens. You know. Do you feel a bit mean or mean-spirited doing a travel show when clearly no Australians can travel? Do you think you're just rubbing people's nose in it?
Absolutely
look at
not.
These guys.
You know,
look what they're look how much fun they're having. Ha,
yeah.
Ha.
No, Mick, you're missing the point altogether because this show has rated its socks off, which is why I'm here spruiking it. You think I'd do it if I wasn't desperately
right,
hoping
they
have another series, so I get
who would
to
you,
narrate.
Which I know you don't go on the holidays, but if you could go anywhere based on these holidays you've seen, where would you go?
I'm not just saying this because it's on tonight, but the Kimberley.
I love it. Oh, that's Mick's favourite.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. It's so beautiful.
I have been there about 5 times. I love
that place. Me too. Yeah. Me too. We could go together, Mick, one day.
We could.
I don't know why. We've got nothing in common.
We like Tarzan,
apart from
Tarzan
being on a bed
Jane.
In our underpants.
on a, like a, what do you call it?
A
swag.
All
right. Oh, it could be a swag, cutting a trail through there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Like Outback Adventures.
Off the beaten track.
You'd have to carry me with the fireman's lift because my arthritis is pretty bad. But,
I'd be wearing a loincloth.
Yeah.
You'd have a bra made out of coconuts.
Yeah.
We'd be living off the land.
Is there a coconut big enough, I ask you? But anyway.
Fresh coconuts to the campsite, please. Now, I've got to ask you, so we were talking about lockdown. You and John, you've been there.
Yes.
How have you been passing the time?
Well, lockdown 4, so both of us at home, of course, both of us working. Well, I wasn't working.
Yeah.
John. Anyway, that's beside the point. So we had quite a lot of time on our hands. So at one point he had his Apple Music business on the phone playing.
No idea.
And we decided to guess who the singer was. Okay. You know, like John Farnham, You're the Voice. We had a bit of a dance to that, to be honest, as well.
Crikey. Fascinating insight.
And then a voice came on, song. I knew the voice, you know, when you know it. And then John, I'm going, give me a hint. He's going, well, first name starts with B. And I'm going, oh, but I don't know, Ben, Brian. And he seemed to nod to Brian. And I'm thinking, well, Brian Cadd, it's not Brian. And, you know, I have to go way
Brian
back.
Brian Mannix, maybe,
Brian
from
Mannix,
Uncanny X-Men.
Exactly.
Brian
but it, well, I knew Brian it wasn't them, Brian Eno. You know, lots of Brian. But anyway, so I'm thinking it's Brian. And then he says, all right. And then he holds up a finger. And I'm thinking, oh, it's charades. We're now into charades. And I'm going, first word, you know, and he's going, no. Finger. Brian, and I'm going, is it Brian Finger? And he's like, is it Brian Finger me? I didn't know where we were going. Brian Finger you. Anyway, it's like we're in lockdown. We're in an extreme situation. My mind's riffing, and that's where it went. And then finally, I didn't have a clue. And, of course, it's Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger. And
Powderfinger.
This is how
Bernard
bad.
Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger. I can't believe you didn't get it.
No, didn't get it. But what a journey we had.
Wasn't it?
Gosh, we had a laugh.
That could be a thing. Has that been done before? Like charades to radio charades.
Yeah.
Who's the artist?
Yeah.
Do you do impersonations? Is it like...
Well, I don't know. I don't know what would happen. But anyway, John was hopeless at it. So that was one of our activities, one of our lockdown activities.
Did you know? Can I tell you something?
Oh, please.
Dangerous Dave turns 50 tomorrow.
And I've got to say, you look great.
Oh, Denise, thank you. That's the nicest thing someone in this office has said to me.
I don't mean it. You look great. And I hope you have a great birthday party. And
thank
I hope the police don't come.
How was your 50th?
Well, I do remember it was 16 years ago now. Sunday afternoon gathering in the backyard of our place. Yeah. My son, he's a muso, got a band together. John was in the band. My son, few people. Judith Lucy, in fact, featured as a vocalist.
Wow.
And there was a group of them sang Evie, but, you know, Evie.
Yeah, yeah.
But, of course, it was Scotty, you know, about me. So Scotty. Anyway, they cranked that up so loud that the police came.
Oh, wow.
And... And let's just say things were happening at the party that wasn't great that the police were running through the backyard.
Wasn't great timing.
No, it wasn't great timing, but there you are. It was happening.
See, I would have thought police at an 18th, great. Police at a 21st, still pretty cool.
Yeah, yep.
Police at a 50th, bit sad.
Well, it's sad, but do you know the police came for an 18th, 21st, 50th and 80th at our place all in the same year. So suck that up, people.
How was your 80th? Hey,
biggity bang.
Hey, thank you.
We've got to do, come and do Currumbin.
I'm going to come to Currumbin. I'll get up and do five, or I'll sit in the front row with a big popcorn and.
Yeah, open. July 10th, people.
For our Gold Coast listeners on 92.5 Triple M, get yourself amongst this. Comedy.com.au, July 10th, Sound Lounge on the Gold Coast. This is going to be one of the best shows you will ever see.
Like, you're coming.
Nath Elbow.
You're coming.
If it happens.
Do two of you do something together on stage, or is it just, you know, two-hand, like stand-up
and
stand-up?
No, it's just, you know, he introduces
any
me.
Any Q&A?
Of course, there's a Q&A. It saves your writing material. You know that, Mick.
I did a show with Glenn Robbins and Jeff Stilson where we only needed to do 20 minutes each and we still did Q&A. I wrote the rules on laziness. Thank you for coming in today.
Travel Guides tonight, by the way, 7:30 on Channel 9, narrated by...
7:30? Prime. That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
Yeah.
Primetime Denise.
Yeah.
But it's such a big day for you from today,
yeah.
from day show in the morning.
Oh, yeah, dominating.
Unless you're wearing exactly what you were wearing on the day show.
Yeah, how dare you? That's what you said when I arrived. Oh, you're wearing exactly the same thing as you had on television this morning.
I didn't say it as a criticism. It was an observation.
That's
well,
Denise,
I was amazed you even watched.
I was watching.
Okay, Scotty Ledger.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Are you in tomorrow or not?
No.
What? Why? Tell me why.
Well, it's because I've taken what the company calls birthday
That's
leave.
That's it, teammates. Teammates.
Attention all Malloy staff. Time for an urgent team meeting. Head into the studio now. Mickey needs you.
Right.
I'll start. This is bullshit. That is not. What do you mean? It's your birthday, so you're taking a day off.
Now that's true, isn't it, Jake?
It is correct. There is a new policy that you can take a day of leave for your birthday.
Yeah.
Who's running? This is the softest organisation I've ever seen.
It's a company benefit.
Yeah, no, you've got to rule with an iron fist at the top. What are you letting these guys? What are you going to do? What are you going to do on your day off?
Well, we're going out for breakfast, me and Liz.
Oh, that's a cheap one, I'll guess. Less than $56 if it's fish and chips.
Very dear. And then we're having dinner tomorrow night with the family as well.
Ferguson Player?
No. Oh, there'll be a sponge cake actually tomorrow night from Ferguson Player, you're right.
Whose name will be on the top?
Mine!
Happy birthday, Jenny. Oh, sorry, I got it secondhand. I'm not sure this is legal, and I'm not sure you've gone through the right hoops.
What are you talking about?
And this needs to be ratified, so right now we've
what
got
have you
the,
done?
The boss. Our boss.
Oh, what are you
the
doing?
Big kahuna, Mike Fitzpatrick. Fitzy is on the line. Fitzy, how are you going?
Hey, Mickey, how are you, mate?
I'm good. You sound a bit somber. You sound like you mean business.
I've just heard Dave saying on air that he's got tomorrow off. Who approved that?
Well, I said to Jay last week, earlier in the week, I said, look, I'm thinking of taking my birthday off. If it is a problem, please.
You didn't say when it was. Could be next April.
No point asking Jay, mate. You may as well ask the cat. I'm the manager. You've got to come through me.
Well, I would have thought I would have started with the team first. I'll start with who's going to be impacted, which is the show.
Yeah, but Jay's been asleep at the wheel all week. Jay sent me to hotspot, Fitzy. Have you heard about that? Jay sent me knowingly to a hotspot down here to get dinner. Why is the talent getting the meals anyway? I don't know.
Well, speaking of talent, I just had Dave's performance review.
We're not doing this on.
I mean, one of his big points was, why do I get treated just like a panel operator? I'm now half the show with Mick. I should be treated like talent. And here's what I'm going to say to you, Dave.
Yes.
Talent don't get the birthday day off, mate. That's for the office kids. That's for the kids on computers and stuff and sending out CDs in the office. That's not for you.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Mike. Are you saying I don't get hang on a second. Let me read you quickly that I now don't get the birthday holiday.
Oh, we have. Sorry, you're just cutting out there,
Mick. Hey, did he bring up the poster? He always brings up the poster. Why aren't I on the poster?
That's an age old complaint. I'm not on the poster. My name's not on the show. It should be Malloy Williams.
No, I know.
I want my birthday off. Is he high maintenance? Is it getting almost.
I am the lowest maintenance employee of this entire company.
Well, I'll tell you, we used to have a. a policy at Austereo. When the bullshit outweighs the talent, the talent goes. And I'm starting to feel like Dave's headed there. He's one of these show anchors that wants to be a star.
That is a complete crap. You know
mate,
that.
Time and temp.
Time and temp. That's it. Back announce the songs.
That's it. How hard is it? Oh, he's still on a heaven again.
That was Copperhead Road. All right. Here's a 40-minute music marathon. That's what you should be doing.
Correct.
Is now the right time for him to be taking a day off, by the way?
Well, you know what? Actually, now that you mention it, I've been thinking about Rosie Walton as a potential replacement.
She's good. She's really
I mean,
good.
She's up and coming, Mickey, as you know, and you've got a great relationship with Rosie. I reckon maybe Dave should take a few days off.
Whoa!
Well, I'll be talking to Smooth FM tomorrow in my spare time just to see if there's any available positions.
Off you go, mate. You can jump into Richard Wilkins' hot bar and read and do his night show.
Is that the station Dan sacked you from?
No, that was Nova. Yeah, that was right. He's my current boss,
that
too,
was
by
Nova. So Rosie Walton is available tomorrow?
Yep.
All right. Everyone be on your best behavior.
Yeah, she's on. Hey, while I'm at there, why does James have two phones?
Exactly. Good call, James.
He's got a burner phone. He's what, are you a football player now?
I've got two phone numbers on my phone. I like to separate work life from personal life.
Sorry, James, I'm bored already.
Okay. he likes to separate work life from dick pic.
Okay.
All right, Fitzy, do you want to apologise to anyone in Orange while we're here? Or no, you're all good with that?
I love Orange. It's the next town from Bathurst.
Do you want to request a song?
Yeah.
No, I'm good, thank you. Right. I've got them all on Spotify.
Okay.
Done.
This is Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Thanks to Sports Bet with Mates. Yes, it is group betting made better. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Get involved. We love it. As a team, we're all involved.
We're having a lot of fun, and we have been dealt a nasty hand by nature. Mm. Firstly, that idiot in the Finland-Denmark game.
Oh, mate, he died on the pitch.
He died on the
Let's
pitch.
Let's not forget.
Did he, though?
He did.
They dive so often that you go, I saw him go down. I went, get up. I'd have yellow carded him.
Right.
I'd have yellow carded him. Apparently he's made a miraculous recovery. And he's back in business. They played on. We lost. We would have won that bet.
Yep. Probably.
Another bet we've had a load of fun with was we backed Ross Noble from week one to take the Chockies. And each week we've been hanging in there. And then he got taken down last night by two people.
Mm-hmm. Shayna
Blaze. Well, Shayna, to a lesser extent.
What do you mean?
More so Sam Payne. Now, I put this to you, that Ross would have won that by a country mile.
Yeah. Easily.
And he was romping it in. He was clearly the star of the show. And
I'm still trying to figure out what Sam was doing on last night's show. He was on there with Whipper directing a bit of traffic.
He wasn't doing anything.
There was no real.
He was doing what he does on front row, sitting on the sidelines, not offering
provide
a lot.
Anything.
What's
did he
up to?
He didn't. Nothing. I felt like he needed to pull his pants up.
Oh, righto. Didn't notice that. Okay, he's got the tight shirt and the low pants.
All right, it's got personal.
We're having fun, just, you know, bantering around and pulled in the pants.
He's an albatross around Ross Noble's neck. And the minute I heard his involvement, I tried to lay off the bet.
Markets
I
were
tried
plunging.
To get on to Shayna Blaze. I was ringing you guys going, can we get a hustle, a side bet? What are we doing? Yeah. But we got taken down. And the other one, of course, was, which we should have anticipated,
what's that?
The Channel 9 sting was in.
Yeah.
So, of course, Shayna, I'm looking at it going, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Of course she's got to win. There. Guess who turns up? Scotty Camp.
Yeah.
Guess who else turns up? All the nine stars.
Yeah, yeah.
So it becomes a nine cross-promotional extravaganza.
All the block people were there.
So everyone's there and they all bid and she wins. And at the same time, cross-promote every show. I feel stupid.
Yeah, we should have known.
That we thought talent would win. It as is. Opposed to the Channel 9 fix.
Cost us.
It's like a cartel.
Bet.
They just
like,
ganged
like
up on Ross.
A cartel, the whole thing now stinks to high heaven. If I was Ross, I would sue them.
Oh, okay. That's all about charity, so I don't think you'd be, you know. They're raising money for the Red Cross and all.
Sue them.
Oh, there he is on the phone for you now. Sam Pang.
No, I didn't say that about your pants. No, I didn't. This wasn't me. It was Whitney. All right. Call you later. That was him threatening to sue, actually. Okay, so we need another bet. And I've got one for tomorrow, if you don't mind.
What do you think?
I don't know, because we've still got a couple live, up and running. Mm. But what about this? Katie Simpson to post a PB in the 100 metres butterfly. Did you see? Mm. He swam as a warm-up, his 100 metre freestyle. He took 1.5 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Off his personal best. In swimming terms, that's like half a marathon.
That's right.
He has gone.
He's in good form.
What a great story.
He is in good form. So his pet event, the one that he hopes will get him to the Olympics,
yep.
I'm going to say PB, 100 metres,
all right.
Butterfly.
Cody Simpson.
What odds can we get?
We'll go to Sportsbet. We'll see if they can set up a novelty market for us.
Mm.
I'll get onto the hotline and I'll talk to the
people.
You've
got two
and
phones?
Say, yeah. I do.
Why? Surely one of them has a direct line to Sportsbet.
Yeah, they're not picking up with one, but we'll see if we can try the other one. Yeah, we'll see if we can
get it. All right, you get the idea.
Yep.
It's so much fun.
It is.
Hey, look, we've been doing this for the last month. We sit around, we chat, we talk about what we want. It's fun. You go down together, you do everything together. Get on board.
Bet with Mates is it from Sportsbet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or go to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And that's it for
done
the day.
Done and dusted. We're cooked. Remember, everyone who called in today, got on the show.
Imagine.
Is going to the draw for the Jim Jefferies show. We're presenting.
It's at an intimate club too, Mick. So it's just a bunch of your best friends with Jim Jefferies. It's intimate.
It'll be a load of
one of the world's
fun.
Best.
Guests, we'll have to ask. He's on the show tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll have to ask him about this. Guess who replaced him on Australia's Got Talent? Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, but Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser. Jim Jefferies has been replaced by Doogie Howser and Manu got the arse.
No Manu?
Oh, that's blood on his hands. That's blood on Jim Jefferies' hands.
I read the transcript, so you're probably right.
No Manu.
No Manu.
And Doogie Howser in.
No Jim Jefferies.
Look what you've done.
Wow.
It's carnage.
Absolutely.
Who else is on tomorrow's show? Gone Wild.
Gone Wild being a Thursday as well. So.
And there has been a bar named after him. We might try and talk to the owner of said hotel.
Interesting.
Because I've got a couple of ideas.
The Mick Molloy Bar.
What needs
might
to
fly.
Be in there.
All right. Well, enjoy your night. Back to drive you home again tomorrow. Missed any show today, including Denise Scott, who was on earlier. Why don't you get a podcast? Wherever you get your podcast, maybe the Listener app. Download that. More Molloy tomorrow, right here on Triple M.
This has been the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. It's group betting made better, and you can easily switch between your personal account and the group account. Jump on the Sportsbet app today and check it out. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.